Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The body politic of America may be disappointed with the recent elections, but they will be encouraged as they read the scriptures. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to explain.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now you and I both know that Romans chapter 13 verse 1 and Revelation chapter 17 verse 17 play key roles in whoever is going to be ultimately the president of the United States. Romans chapter 13 and verse 1, God ordains all that are in higher authority, that would be the president. And then Revelation 17, 17, talking about the Lord Jesus putting into the hearts of political leaders to make political decisions that will actually fulfill the will of God. Even with that being said from the scriptures, it's still pretty hard for us conservative Christians with what is going on today. Would you not agree?
Jimmy, I would agree, and I think you went to the heart of the issue that most concerns me. Because when we talk about government, we talk about authority, Romans 13, all authority, which is civil government, but it's also the individual and it's the family. God has ordered and ranked all authority, all being under him. But then it says civil government, God specifically gives to them the sword of justice to effectively carry out the nature and the character of God in his justice to enact and effectuate what is, in effect, God's law among mankind. And if any civil authority does that, then God will bless that nation. And you cited that I think what we're witnessing now as we walk into these end days, which we have to agree it is, God continues to move about the nations of the world. As Nebuchadnezzar said in the book of Daniel, when God put him on his knees because he was a proud man, the first thing he did when his sense came back to him as he stood and he lifted his hands to heaven and he said, I do extol the God of heaven who is able to lift up and to put down those he will. I think we need to have that confidence as believers today in this nation. And God is doing something right now in regard to what power, what authority will come to be in this nation. And in the whole world watches. So I think we're in very, very eventful days. God is doing something big because he is the one that raises up and puts down, and he is the one who is aligning the nations of the world today, ultimately to be focused right there in the Middle East around Israel. But we're standing a little far off, but we're watching it nonetheless.
Sam Rohr explaining why we must go to the scriptures for encouragement about the recent elections. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Sam and I, in our discussion, pointed to the biblical passages that encourage us of our God being in control today. But he is also in control of the future as well. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...